All right, Marshall Welton. Hey, man, good day for you. Really good. You told me before the day you felt good. We looked at your fantasy results, and this is a good track for you. So I guess, like, I don't know, riding well, in shape, and then knowing that you like this track, just coming in with a good attitude?
Yeah, 13-13 is nothing like, you know, it's nothing crazy to, you know, be super proud of, but I think it's a really solid day for me. Put in a lot of good laps and finally got a solid start Moto2 inside the top 10, and that was like biggest box I wanted to check all week, and it just was like such a breath of fresh air to get the opening laps out of the way and not be 15 seconds back in the first two laps. So
it's chaos early on if you don't get it.
It is just mayhem. There's no respect. It's just every man for themselves.
So is there something you can replicate, like, going forward that you did in that second moto to help you?
I think I was in a really good place. My first one, I think I maybe had a little bit of oil on my front brake, and it was like creeping a little bit and just messed with my head right away, you know, like on the gate.
Hold your front brake on?
Oh yeah, quite a bit, heavily.
Do I need to do that?
We can talk about it later.
Hard Dog said he had you, you know, second moto, one more lap, he's gonna park you, all that.
He's not lying. Yeah, he had me. But I had a pretty solid gauge the whole moto, and then the last lap I did get into a few lappers, and I was tanked, and he was coming. I saw him coming. I had a manageable gap for about 20 minutes of him being there, and then I was like, all of a sudden he was there, like really fast.
It is tough in a second moto. You had a big gap in front of you, big gap behind you. You're kind of alone there in 13th. Like, it's not easy to keep the aggression up, I guess.
When you're kind of like pushing, I did have a little rabbit in front of me. He stayed 4 to 6 seconds ahead the entire moto. We stayed pretty close the whole time. So, and Noren was right in front of him. We were all like, it wasn't like close, but we were, you know, within 10 seconds of each other.
So Hill had a weird moto because at one point he went by a bunch of people, like wide open, up to AP. And then he dropped back again.
I don't know. There's times.
I'm right, right?
Like, all year it's been like that. There's times I'll pass him like he's got a parachute attached, and then all of a sudden I hear a bike behind me, and it's just like the most aggressive. Like, where'd that come from?
Weird moto.
Yeah, he finds his spurts. Like, he's like, he's like chilling, and then he just sprints, and then I don't know like what happens to make him like that, but yeah, he's riding really good right now. Yeah.
Well, good job, another good job, Marsh, and you're gonna base yourself East Coast for a little while.
Yeah, I'm heading to Florida Sunday, so tomorrow I'm going to drive to Tallahassee and train at the Goat Farm for the next 3-4 weeks up until Redbud, and kind of see how that goes. I got the opportunity to train with the boys, so I'm going to take full advantage of it.
Cool. Good job, Marsh.
Thank you.